China announced a national day of mourning to be held tomorrow for victims of a devastating quake in a remote Tibetan region as the death toll rose above 2,000, with some 200 still missing. National flags will fly at half-staff across the country and at its embassies and consulates overseas, marking 1 week since the earthquake hit. Dale Rutstein is the chief of communications for the United Nations Children Fund in China. He spoke with us about how the earthquake has affected children in the region.
In these last few days, children have been without shelter. It's very high altitude. The temperature dips below freezing at night. There's been a tremendous interruption in life. Schools have been hard hit. 80% of primary schools in the county of Yushu have been severely damaged. There's a lot of people living without shelter. It's important to try to get children back to some kind of a routine. It's important that they don't miss school. Our first shipment of aid actually is large tents that are specifically made to serve as school classrooms. So these are 72 square meter tents, 150 of them.